Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are watching and listening to Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media on all of our channels and networks. Thanks for watching and thanks for tuning in. I'm Mike Morales here in soggy Southern California. That gentleman out there is...
Hi, everyone. I'm Felipe, and I'm in Canoodin. Of an evening, it's pitch black and cold.
Felipe is our international TJ. He is the international correspondent and representative of Tequila Aficionado. And today we have some really interesting tequilas because I've never done these with you. I've done a few tequila liqueurs with other TJs because generally speaking, the tequila liqueurs come into the United States. This one starts in the UK, which is really weird. And this one is called Look, Mis Amigos. They are so spanking brand new, at least in the US. This is April, mid-April when we're recording this. Last month in March, they participated in what is considered the WSWA competition, which is a big trade show that happens usually in Las Vegas. I'm not sure if they're having it this year in Vegas. This year in March, it was in Orlando, Florida. So while these guys came across the pond to Orlando, they sent me my samples. And so they moved heaven and earth to get these to us. They heard about us and we heard about them. And tequila liqueurs are really big right now, but this is actually made with real tequila. And while I break this open, Felipe, tell the story that when you met one of the owners, what was it? Why did they do this is what I want to know. Liqueurs?
Well, they own a restaurant not all that far from where I live, which is why I ended up going down there and sort of hanging out for a morning while they were trying to ply me with fresh alcohol.
Whoa, I smell fresh strawberries. Holy cow.
Woo! Yeah, yeah. Well, because they're bar owners, I've had this bar for 20 odd years. And I don't know about in the US, but Tequila Rose is very popular amongst the drunk.
And English. We all know that that's not real tequila.
No, and what he told me was that they weren't too keen. The people were pouring them up and not really overly enjoying it a great deal. And sort of they already had their own gin and vodka line out. So why not try a liqueur, strawberry coffee liqueur, try and see what goes on with that. So they started, they reached out, got a couple of places, tried a few things out, but then COVID hit. They were doing it for a while and then COVID said,
That always puts a crimp in people's style, right?
Yeah. Everything, I mean, with the strawberry one, everything that they have is from Mexico, apart from the strawberries, which is from a place called Morden, which is, well, I'm in Canoodin. They're, I don't know, maybe only about 10 miles as the crow flies most from where I am, south. And another 10 miles north from me is this town called Morden that's really famous for its sea salt, Roman salt stuff that restaurants all over the world use.
No kidding.
The strawberries are from there. So, you know, you get a coffee one, it's Mexican coffee, it's Mexican lime, it's Mexican chocolate, it's British strawberries.
So the way I understand it is, this is, if you look at, read the label says, Mis Amigos says that it is... hecho in Mexico. That's an incorrect spelling. It's hecho in Mexico. So it's Mexican, it's the UK and Europe. The European Union is what they're saying as well. I don't know how that works, but anyways. The tequila is coming from, what's the NOM number again? Did you say 1146?
1146, yeah.
Okay, so 1146 we know is Destiladora del Valle, which is also known as Casa Maestri. And Casa Maestri is really interesting because just in the last few months, Felipe, they've acquired a couple of other brands that are producing infused tequilas. So they bought these brands and brought them into the distillery. 21 Seeds, for those of you in the US who are familiar with some of these flavored infused tequilas, they have 21 Seeds. I forget which one other ones they have. And so some of their tequilas lean toward the sweet side, but their Blancos are generally really good from any brand that comes out of there. All I can say is, you know how when we pop open a cork of tequila, we always try to smell the cork. you pop open this and I got nothing but deep strawberries. And I'm not talking about the artificial Nestle's Quick, you know. It used to be one of my favorites. That's why I have a really good imprint on the artificial strawberry. This was fresh.
No, it's all fresh. Fresh. I mean, he did stress it quite.
This doesn't even smell like Tequila Rose. You open up Tequila Rose and you smell that and you go, that's a hangover coming, right? Your hangover is coming.
I think an idea is something that you order, this to be something that you order at the beginning of the evening, as opposed to Tequila Rose is when you've had a few jars already and it's I don't care for flavor.
for the lesser of all evils, right? When it's not, when it's the actual evil. I love how the depth of the strawberry nose on this, and like the we had, if you watched the earlier review we did, it's the chocolate, tequila chocolate, and chocolate cream. I had to look for it because I don't want to misname it. And there was no alcohol smell. You can't smell the alcohol, even though it's like 15% ABV, which is, you know, technically that's a liqueur. That's what they come in at the US and probably the UK to be considered a liqueur. And they generally don't have to start with 100% Blanco tequila. Some of them could be mixtos.
See, this is, again, there's no hint of alcohol on the space. It's like a strawberry milkshake.
Yeah, but like you mentioned earlier, it's like a good homemade ice cream that you let melt in the sun.
Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of. Mm. So I want to dive in. Let's go in. Oh, wow.
As the alcohol comes out quite quick on this one, but
yeah, much quicker than it did on the chocolate cream, and that's because of the cream, I think.
Mm.
Wow.
But yeah, there's more flavor of alcohol in that, but it's not a bad thing by far. It's still pretty good.
In fact, what I kind of like is the fact that on the nose, the strawberry takes front and center. The strawberry aroma, it's all there. It's deep. It's rich. It's sweet, like a great strawberry. But once on the first pass, the alcohol takes center stage, and the strawberry becomes a secondary flavor.
But also once the alcohol passes, you get this kind of like retro strawberry just coming straight back out.
Yeah,
it's like have your strawberry. Alcohol, and there's your flavoring again.
Well, you know what I like too is a finish on these. It's a short to medium, but most often with a liqueur, you don't have that much of a finish. This one finishes pretty good, actually. Mm. I'm impressed how that works.
Yeah, it's just. And again, it's not overly sweet. I'm not a fan of sweet things.
Me neither.
So it could be, what might not be sweet to someone could be very sweet to me, I suppose. But even with this, there is a sweetness, obviously strawberries, but it's not kind of shady.
It's not sickeningly sweet. Yes, it's not an artificial sweetness. They do recommend, number one, when you open it, to chill it, put it in the fridge. I believe there is some dairy involved. I'm not sure what the shelf life is on this. Also, I would say that they do, the owners, Mike was one of them, and I forget who the gentleman was that you met, but they do recommend that you serve this on ice, and you can. You know, liqueurs generally, I don't need to taste it on ice to know whether it's good or bad. If it's well made, it's going to taste good at room temp. And I really do enjoy this at room temp. The only thing that's coating your palate is the strawberry, but it's not as sickeningly sweet.
I would put ice with this, but I'd be very tempted to put the chocolate one with it as well.
Oh, you'd want to pair the two of them together?
Mm.
Like a chocolate strawberry, like a Neapolitan ice cream. You're a sick puppy, man.
There you go. There's a chocolate one.
Like a Neapolitan. Yeah. You know, when we were kids, the strawberry wasn't, you know, the ice cream was, had better ingredients, not as artificial, maybe more natural. Now the artificial ones come across much, they're more efficient, they're cheaper. You know, the quality of the prime material has suffered in a lot of, some of them don't even have dairy. If you're lactose intolerant, I probably wouldn't recommend this to you, but if you're a fan of some of this old school stuff, this is really good.
This is the second mixed one. Stick some chocolate in there. Seriously.
No. I don't wanna. Don't make me.
Yeah, it's very smooth. It's one of those, you know, when I usually say things like, oh, this tequila or mezcal is dangerous because you can't taste the alcohol. This right. is just, I think I've had my carb allowance for like 3 weeks in it. Yeah. It's just so Moorish. It's just.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm, you know what? I'm just going to go there. I'm going to go. Random Promise nominee in the tequila liqueur. That's really, it's refreshing too, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, tequila liqueurs or liqueurs in general are not refreshing. They're either ingredients for other cocktails, and they don't really, you know, or they coat your palate so badly. Like I can go back to Agavero, where that's a famous one that Jose Cuervo makes, and it's filled with Damiana. And the Damiana, you know, I can only have like a couple of snifters in it, and you really got to kill it with ice, because it coats your palate. And yeah. After it's sickeningly sweet, and after a couple, you're done. You don't want any more. You're done. This one wants you to go back for more.
And they stand alone, like you say. You don't have to put it with anything. I mean, you can put them obviously with anything. You can put in a cocktail, but I'd be happy just having that. Look, yeah. Once the sun's out and it's out of the fridge, you know, it's just.
I'm really impressed. This is so
it's fresh. That's what it is, isn't it? It just tastes fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. It is not what, you know, it is not what I expected. And I don't know what the regulations are, what the United States regulations will be for them to adjust their recipe to fit the requirements in the US. So your mileage may vary, you know. But for those of you folks in the UK and Europe, oh, you guys are kicking it, man. This is, pick this up. Wow, this is amazing. As far as I'm concerned, Brand of Promise nominee, this is called Mis Amigos. It's called Strawberry Cream. If you folks internationally have had this and you're watching us on YouTube, please leave us a comment. Let us know what, I don't even know what price point we have. Do we have any pricing at all? Felipe, have they told you what it's going to run?
No, I haven't. I've seen it in a couple of bars locally.
Okay.
So that's sort of like within a 10, 20 mile radius of where they are.
Right.
But the last time when I saw it, I was in this place and I was with a mate of mine. I'd been drinking a little bit, and I must ask how much they're going for a shot. But how much it is for a shot isn't representative of how much the, and then they'll be buying it wholesale. So
yeah.
What it is retail, I don't even think it is retail at the moment.
Probably there. Not. I think
if I'm wrong, I'm very sorry, but I don't think it is.
You know, again, it's so new that they're soft launching in the U.S., but all indications are they want a medal. They want a silver medal in their tequila liqueur category at WSWA in Orlando.
If you had a choice between that and the Tequila Rose. Just ignore Tequila Rose.
Yeah. Just go ahead and get. See, look, it's so strawberry, it changed my screen purple. Anyway, folks, that's our take on Mis Amigos Strawberry Cream. You are watching and listening to Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media, all of our channels and networks. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell. I promise I'll fix that purple screen. I'm Mike Morales of Southern California. That gentleman out there is.
That's Felipe.
In the UK.
In the UK, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, folks, whatever you do, tomar sabiamente.
Sip wisely, my friend.